Hello, 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 beautiful people, and welcome to Not Your Average WCW podcast, an extension of the MPV My Point of View blog. On this podcast, we sometimes have unconventional conversations about life, love, and even pop culture. I'm your host, Elspeth Schmidt, aka Lady E. And today we are going to discuss a topic that is near and dear to many women's hearts. You know, I know this month we've been talking about love, we've been talking about, you know, these relationships, but there's another very important aspect of relationships. Actually, these are important relationships. That's why we've got Galentine's Day. Doesn't make sense to me, to be honest, but we have Galentine's Day, and you get the drift. Women love other women. So we're going to talk about our friendships, you know, talking about the nuances of female friendships. So let's get into the show. So as I'm recording this, I'm actually thinking of my girlfriends. Again, I've always said that my head turns into a Disney musical. Like literally, there's always a song popping up in my head, you know. It's just kind of weird but funny, and I guess it's an indication of what I usually that I've watched too much Disney. That's a conversation for another time. It's not our business. No, so female friendships can be some of the most important, fulfilling and rewarding relationships we have in our lives. However, they can also be some of the most complicated and challenging ones. You got that right. I know, ladies, I'm also perplexed by our relationships. I really need to understand. As we go through this podcast, I'm going to just discuss a few things that I understood, why the psychology of female friendships from my perspective and, you know, growing up. But, you know, female friendships can cause heartbreaks that are much more devastating than breaking up with a partner. Mm-hmm. That is so true. I always laugh at how dramatic, you know, female friendships are. Like, it is so hectic when female friends end their friendships, when they break up. And it's, you know, the irony is usually due to very, very petty things or things that could have been communicated earlier. You know, like sometimes I know I have that challenge within not necessarily my female friendships, but like with my sisters, where understanding boundaries, you know, because we got this thing, hashtag sisterhood. So sometimes we fail to draw lines, to actually set boundaries with those we love. So when we do that, that causes, you know, what's the word? Why do I always forget my English on this podcast? It causes strife. It causes resentment. Yes, that's the word. And then Beyonce's resentment starts playing in my head. Yes, it causes resentment. So when women, we resent each other, or when we resent other people, it just becomes problematic. So it's now like how I always say to my sister, my younger sister, I'm like, Sha, I'm just a godobori. Like, don't expect me to be, you know, a fortune teller, like to predict or to assume what your expectations of me or your expectations of what I should have done or should do. Sometimes, you know, I'm like myself, I tend to be a one-track mind person. Like, I'm not trying to, if it's running errands or doing stuff, I actually go around with the list. As I'm recording this, I'm just gonna make you laugh. When I went into the Central Business District, I literally had a list of the places I'm going to, and every time I was checking off the list of the things, you know. So even that actually helps, even especially if you don't want to just impulsively buy anything. It's actually a great way. I recommend it. Like, I literally write the places, the actions that I'm supposed to do. And if I have a list of things, so I'm not busy buying nail polish that I didn't budget for. In as much as, yes, I know I need that nail polish, but if I didn't put it within my budget for that particular time, I really, really, really just learned to discipline myself. So with that said, I don't know how to put it, but there's an assumption. I think it's something we need to discuss with as we go on with the podcast, but with this episode. But this, I just always, again, as I said, resentment. So when we fail to communicate, it just causes problems. And this is why friendships between female friends end up messed up, and they're more dramatic than a telenovela, or, you know, where Julio is in love with Teresa, but Maria wants Julio. You know, I don't even know what telenovela I'm talking about. I'm just putting the names out. I love the name Julio, though. I really love the name Julio. The importance of learning that we also evolve in friendships because of our own personal growth cannot be overstated. As we grow and change, our friendships may also change, and that's okay. Yeah, but a lot of people, so confession, I've had to cut a lot of female friends. I've never lied about my, especially in my blogs, I've always highlighted that I was raised by men. My dad was a single dad after my mother's passing. And following that, I had a lot of male cousins. I was more, I know it's something, you know, they always say that it's a red flag when a woman has so many guy friends or whatnot. But I've also learned that we are what we are raised by. So there are men who tend to be maybe effeminate, no judgment there, because they were raised by a lot of women, or they tend to have a certain sensitivity or an aura around them that is more feminine than masculine. And so it's important to just, you know, sometimes it's just good to ask who raised you, you know, or how were you raised. So I was raised by my daddy. I'm a proper daddy's girl. Even my middle name is, it means daddy's girl. So for me, being the woman that I am and having been raised by my dad, and, you know, I'm daddy's lessons is playing in my head. I told you, my head is literally like I'm literally in a sing-along, like I'm in a musical. But yes, I'm literally my father's child, but I was also raised by men. And in my growth as a woman and even in my career, the people who've mostly supported me are mainly men, my uncles, my sekurus, my brothers, my nephews. They've been the ones who champion me, and they're the ones who help me out. They are the ones who are not, you know, they are the ones I can actually confidently say things, you know, without judgment. Don't think they're not going to say, you know, but you messed up, but, you know, but there's, I like masculine energy. I won't lie. There's something about the directness, the honesty, the logic behind the advice that they give. It actually makes sense. And yeah, I most of the times it's without judgment. They are judgy guys. They are men who are judgmental. But that's a conversation for another time. But what I'm saying is, because of that, I've realized that it's easier for me to grow as a person with my male relationships, my relationships with the males around me rather than with females. I've had to cut a lot of women out of my life because I had certain friends who were so stuck on a perception of the Lady E that they probably grew up with when we're in primary or high school, or a certain point in my life where I was not as confident as I am, or I wasn't self-aware. So people are stuck in that personality and they're stuck in that person, but they don't want to discover the new me. They don't want to discover that I'm fun. I'm also daring. I'm also very feminine. I'm very sweet, I'm tender. Like there's a space that they want me to remain. And I've learned that if I want to grow, I can't be. If we're going to be in this friendship, we need to all evolve and we can't be stuck. Yes, we can go through like memories, right? We can say, oh, you remember the time. But now we can't be stuck at, a certain time where maybe getting white girl drunk, or I can't believe I'm saying that, but yeah, it was that certain era, or maybe when I was that insecure little girl. We need to get to a place where you see me as the woman I am. Oh, okay, so you're a woman. Like, yeah, right now I'm in the season of unlearning. Oh, so grow with me and say, okay, I think I want to take you up on that challenge. Maybe I'll be your accountability partner, or I'm also taking up the challenge as well, so we can be each other's accountability partner and we grow. So yeah, I think women, we get stuck. I don't want to stereotype us because this podcast is going to be listened to by everybody, but there is something that I need us to unlearn. I think that is the buzzword, that is the key word that you're going to continuously hear in the following episodes of Not Your Average WCW. But yes, unlearning, being stuck in a certain place, unlearning this need for this reluctance for change. Change is good. Look, if our bodies can change when we get pregnant and we put on pounds, or sometimes maybe when we go through the heartbreak and we lose a lot of weight, it just depends. And or just life is happening. When things are good, we glow, like the skin is skinning, and or when we just decide that we have, or some of us have the coming to Jesus era. I don't like using that era, but yeah, maybe there's a moment where you're like, I no longer want to roll like this way. I really want to roll like this. So, yes, change is good. Change is brilliant. It's important to recognize that friendships are not static and that they require effort and communication to be maintained. Again, as I said, we tend not to like change, and I think that's our challenge, even in our own relationships. Yeah, back to the relationships, but yeah, I realized even in hindsight with my relationships, when you don't want your partner to grow or to change, you tend to resent them, and that just becomes a whole problem. There are many great resources out there that discuss the complexities of female friendship. From my perspective, one of my personal favorites is from MPV, My Point of View blog, which has some great posts on this topic. I highly recommend that you check out these posts. They script my life, female friendships. I'm mainly focus on the different friendships I've watched through television, fictional characters. So there's girlfriends, there's being Mary Jane, there's and I mentioned being Mary Jane last episode. There's my girlfriends. Did I mention the girlfriends? There's Insecure. I think Molly and Issa's friendship. And even the external dynamic, but I think that was, for me, that was a very poignant narrative that actually made me rethink my own relationships, my own friendships. These are what I call writing solo, cliques and friendships, discussing. Like for me, myself, I was always an outsider. I think I still have the outsider thing. I'm more of a lone wolf. I know it's a very weird thing, but I'm trying to be part of a tribe. I have understood, especially historically, women function better in a society, in a community of other females. But I think for me, I'm seeking a non-toxic energy. Like I'm seeking positive female communities and relationships that are actually about building each other and supporting each other and loving each other and nurturing each other. You can only be, I'm not so sure, but I remember, I know I'm going to go to an example that most people would not want to hear. But Red Table Talk, I remember Jada, they brought on guests discussing about mothers and daughters. And there were so many interesting points, you know. But what I picked up is a good mother comes from a good mother. You know, because it's an example. An example is set. I sadly lost my mom when I was very young. But from my vivid memories of my mother, there's so many beautiful maternal qualities that I'd love to impart on my child. Nurturing aspects that I'm yet to learn even as I grow, and hopefully if ever I have more kids, I hope I can actually readdress that and do better with those kids. I've done my best, but I think I can do better. I really want to be an awesome mom. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I really want to be an awesome mom. I think you know, good moms, we need good mothers. We need good maternal figures in society. So with that said, as I said, yes, writing solo, cliques, and friendship. And the last blog, don't worry, I'm going to make sure I put everything, the links in the description so that y'all can actually access and read the blog. Please, when you read, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to comment. And let's interact. Like, you know, a girl needs some love. And to pump up that SEO, you know. You know, if you don't know, you don't know. But, yeah, show some love for your girl. Friends, yes. Ding, 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 ding. Am I even doing the instrumentals right, you know? But yeah, friendships, like just friends, like that we all need really good friends, you know? As I said, I will provide the links in the description. So what are the dynamics of female friendships? According to research studies, female friendships are incredibly important to our mental and emotional well-being. Studies have shown that women with strong female friendships are more resilient to stress, have lower rates of depression and anxiety, and live longer than those without close female friendships. Again, I personally am working on those communities, so, you know, female friendships. I'm grateful. I'm not going to lie. There's something that Mariah Carey, I'll quote Mariah Carey if I'm not misquoting her, but I remember a quote that she said, you know a person by the friendships that they have, like if they have kept their childhood friends, something like that. You know, so I have my best friend, my BFF, my lover. don't misquote me, but she's my heart. She's my soulmate. Been friends since fifth grade. Like, yeah, we've been friends for years. And then I have also my high school, we're still friends. And now we're in this sphere where we're not just childhood friends, we are also spiritual sisters. We pray for each other, we support each other, we're growing each other, we're teaching each other, and we're also unlearning, you know, together. So I'm grateful for those two main relationships in my life. Then I've got other friendships that I've gained through I as a creative, through the creative space. One with my former manager and my former workplace. She is a beautiful, beautiful soul. I love her. I love her. She brings so much color to my life. And when I say she brings color, I mean like even like she culturally, like, love that woman to death. I've also started to learn to try to build good friendships with them. I don't know where they'll lead, but I really, really am working on it. I'm unlearning the negative stereotype of female friendship. So yes, cheers to unlearning. I wish I had a wine glass. I actually forgot to actually say, guys, bring your wine glass. For those who love coffee, you can have your coffee. Those are actually two of my favorite beverages. So I'm not, I don't discriminate. But you know, when we're chatting, you know, a little nice red. Or those who love white, you know, but you get the drift. It's important to note that not all female friendships are healthy or positive. L'evangeliti amen. Toxic friendships can have a negative impact on our mental and emotional health, and it's important to recognize when a friendship is no longer serving us. I've always been the first to admit that I have struggled with friendships with women. Perhaps being raised by men has made me learn to simplify things. I prefer relationships where good communication is involved in any situation. Now, I'm not saying men are good communicators. I will come across a yes, the same who have this expectation. Am I vernacularizing? Don't worry about the vernacular. But those who, again, you ask, so where I have to say, so okay, am I supposed to be a good boy? Am I supposed to like literally be clairvoyant or try to see whatever is happening in your head, you know, be a fortune teller or something like that? So I'm not saying, but I'm saying that from my healthy relationships with the men in my life, there is good, clear communication. There is the they're straightforward. There's the okay. Let me sit you down, my sister. Let me sit you down, Mzuguru. It's like this, ABC. You know, just the clarity, like, and simplicity of things. I prefer relationships where, you know, as I said, good communication there. If I offend you, communicate. If you are unable to come through for me, and vice versa, communicate. I'll be the first to say, no, I can't make it. I know of late my communication skills have been bad. I'm going to admit to it. I know one female friend, she ragged on me recently because I didn't say anything. I wasn't speaking to her. So she felt some type of way. And I understand it. And I don't want to dismiss her feelings. But I think she did not give me an opportunity to highlight a few things. And to be honest, when you get to know me, I'm really, unless we've got a real deep, deep, deep friendship, I have no bandwidth for small talk. I really am not a small talk person. I do not like small talk. I didn't want to say I detest or hate or despise. I really don't like small talk. So if we are those people, I'm one of those people, even if we haven't spoken in a long time, if I see your WhatsApp status, if I see your Instagram post, I'll go into your DM and I'll be like, and then I comment or whatever. And then I think midway in the conversation, that's when we would check up on him. Like, oh, but you good? No, I'm all right. Oh, I'm decent. Oh, I've got stories to tell you. I'm like, okay, do you want to do this all over the phone, or do you want us to set up a date, right? And in between, and I'm more of a voice note person, like, especially if we are really friends. Like, I don't even like texting. Yeah, the irony for someone who blogs a lot and writes a lot. No, I really don't like text. I'd rather just say, oh, what's up? So if I'm communicating with you, I'm more likely to communicate with emojis. So maybe that is so our friendship. Maybe with this friend, she's yet to understand that our friendship has not reached that point, and maybe I'm yet to feel comfortable with her. No offense. To the point where can I say what's up, you know? Whereas with my friends, I don't even hesitate. Like, I'm like this little entitled person, like, where I'm just like, I got boy problems. Oh, I need money, or my love sucks, or friend, guess what? So that's I think that's my communication. I'm really good at communicating. If I fail communication, because I know of late I blue tick people, and sometimes I respond in my head, so it's something I'm unlearning. I need to check my messages and respond immediately. I will just communicate that I'm sorry, currently I cannot attend to a conversation with you. Is it okay if we talk later? And then I also follow up and follow through with that. So for me, again, as I said, I've never understood the mind reading behavior that, in my personal experiences, women have, and I personally do not tolerate mood swings either. We all have bad days. It's okay not to be okay. Just use your words. Just use your words. I need a soundproof. Just saying. I just need something soundproof. But anyway, anwale, as the French say. Again, yeah, mood swings. Because I'm not a moody person. I stick to my thoughts. Like, I go deep into my thoughts. And I might highlight that I need my space. Like, at home, I really, if I'm not having a great day, I'll say hi to everyone, and then I go into my room. I'll be just like, I know today was not that day, and I just go into my space and recollect, boost myself again, So for me, like, people giving me attitude. The weird thing, I talking about friendships, and I think I'm gonna highlight this. I had a guy who I was friends with, or I thought we were friends, started giving me attitude and being moody, and I'm like, Papa, this is a behavior that I do not expect from, those of your gender, but with that said, look, keep your energy to yourself. I'm like, these days I won't lie, even as I'm unlearning, I will not tolerate. I have no bandwidth. If you give me attitude, I will try first time, second time, third time, to communicate, or maybe just give you space. I'm like, oh no, maybe you're just having a bad day, or we're not vibrating on the same wavelength. But if you keep being a low vibrational human being towards me, especially if I am unaware if I did offend you, or if I did anything that offends you, whoo, bana, madam demo, nah. I really, I'm not gonna lie, again, as I said, I say no to mood swings. Use your words. Let's keep positive energy. And again, this is why some of us have had challenges in these relationships, these female friendships. I do have a small inner circle of female friends, including those whom I'm related to. I want, like, the ones I'm related to, love them. And we have our ups and downs. Don't even think. But the ones I'm really close to, we really have good communication skills. Like we are good at communicating and highlighting that our friend, I'm like, you pissed me off. Or like, you know what? I'm setting this boundary with you. I love those girls because in my family, I've just needed that energy where I have positive female relationships. We've got clear communication. We don't do mood swings. We highlight, friend, I'm not in the mood. I really am. And it's okay. You know, it's like, Mercury retrograde, if you believe in that stuff, you know, like whatever. It's something that I actually cherish and value. Again, as I say, these women are so easy to get along with. They are communicative, they're mature, they're sober. And when I say sober, because I think I keep I'm always inviting everyone with a glass of wine. Sobriety, there's a difference in sobriety and personality, you know. Being sober in personality means that you have a high level of awareness, self-awareness, and how you react to things. So that's when, oh, that's what I mean with the word sober. Don't worry, I'll be teaching you because these are lessons I'm also learning at church because of a program that I joined. So don't worry, I'll be sharing a few tips about sobriety. I got you. And, you know, they've got substance. I love women with substance. I love women who, I think anyone who knows my, maybe it's changed over the years. I know earlier on, especially in my early 20s, there was a certain type of woman I had admiration for because mainly of the male gaze, because I wanted to fit a certain type to suit the male gaze. Because yes, aspirational Mrs. Put a Mrs. Get That Ring On It, right? But as I've grown older, and become self-aware, there is a certain type of woman that I actually, as I've always wanted to be, and I have been, but I didn't realize that. So, if I'm using famous people, whom I believe have substance, and when I say they have substance, it doesn't mean they don't have flaws or faults. I love Sade, I do. Like Sade, the singer, the feminine energy in that woman, the grace, the even the mystery around her, like, oh, I love, love. Without using race, I'm a Grace Kelly, fan. Like, if I'm looking at older Hollywood, loved Grace Kelly. And she later on became Princess Grace of Monaco. Again, the femininity, the grace, the she, like Grace Kelly was just for me. Even when I read her bios, when I watch her biography, like you can tell that this girl was born to be royal. Like she was just meant to be she was meant to be regal. So I think she had something about her that was very, very regal. I love Audrey Hepburn. I know that yes, I again, nothing racial. Like I love her Breakfast at Tiffany's look, like her energy, her look, like it had that, it had that, as we say, that thing. Who else do I admire? I really do love Princess Kate. Yes, I definitely like. I love, like, she seems to be like this. I love women with grace. I love the substance. I love being put together. I know it's hard to do that. Like I think the creative aspect of me might never really allow me to fully explore that because in being creative, there's a certain level of rebellion, but I hope that in that rebellion, there's a level of substance, and maybe the substance comes from the thoughts I share, the words I share, or my being, or my energy. Because again, I know being that well put together, mysterious, that can be hard, especially like again, as I said, I think the creative aspect of me might be slightly challenged, but I aspire to be like those women. Oh, I love Michelle Obama. No matter what you say, I love Michelle. Like I love, like now, I think for me, her substance comes from her intelligence. Like I don't always agree with everything that she says. Like I really don't agree with a lot of things, but I love when she does say things that I really resonate with. It shows a certain type of woman. So I won't lie. I will not lie. And then there are certain women I've just removed from my list because yes, we are unlearning. We're definitely unlearning, and some of them are just controversial. Just controversial, you know, for my own liking. I believe that, as I said, the above mentioned, the aforementioned traits are important for any relationship in one's life. So even for female friendships, like especially if we're going to be each other's support system, if we're going to do nurture and love one another and support one another, there is need for good communication, maturity, sobriety, substance. You know, I need to have Maya Angelou's in my life, you know, and Cicely Tyson's. And I for me, Maya Angelou, like I'm thinking from her poetry. When I say Cicely Tyson, I always revert back to the Tyler Perry's family reunion. That the part where she's just like everything that Cecilia was saying in that film, like oh, it is deep. Like I even wrote the words. I googled and I just wrote them down in my diary. And I was like, I need to think to like meditate on this, like the way I meditate on my favorite Bible verse. Like I need to really just meditate on the things she says about family and being women and being black, proudly black, about love, true love. Like, oh wow. I know, right? I'm losing my breath, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Substance, you know? So my question to you is this: what have been your experiences with female friendships, both positive and negative? And how have they impacted your life? How have they impacted your outlook and how you relate to the world around, especially with female friendships? I don't want to dwell too much on a friendship that really broke my heart, but in my understanding, I think I've had my heart broken properly in this lifetime 4 times. Four times, and one of them was actually a female friendship. I loved this girl, and so I'm now using the word in that past tense. The time I loved this girl with all my heart, and she broke my heart because she wasn't there for me. She abandoned me in the time when I needed her. She had this two-faced energy, and whenever I've met her, I've not really had positive energy towards her or felt that I needed. I don't even like the way she's like when I've met her, she calls me by my full name. Like I felt like a condescending energy, and it could be me, but it could be me and my insecurities, but she did break my heart. I did feel my heart like break to glass, like it break like glass, like the way The men that I've really loved with everything, with all my fiber, have broken my heart. So I realized that when I think when I reflect back onto the episodes, I think it was season four and beginning of season five of Insecure, where Issa and Molly were like going, like they went through their rough patch. They even broke up, like they literally broke up, and but you could tell the breakup was, it hurt. Like I think it hurt them more than breaking up with any of the guys that they dated. So there is that pain, and I've seen women. It's like they were having some very intimate relationship, you know, when women break up. I've seen females around me break up with their friends, and it's so dramatic. It's hectic. It's like, I'm taking my cat, I'm taking my dog. You know, like it's like a divorce. Like it's just ugly. But again, yeah, you know, female friendships, I think as women, we need to do better. I know, as I said earlier, sometimes the energies that we put out, especially in our female friendships, they can come from mean girl energy. And mean girl energy usually comes from insecurity, when you really don't like yourself, you're unsure of yourself, and you project those insecurities. So you might be a very pretty girl, but you are so used to people treating you like an airhead, or you're just the easy one. You're pretty, so because of pretty girl privilege, you're seen as a certain type of girl, a certain type of woman. So you project the ugly from you in the sense where you bring everyone down, and you know, certain levels of pretty girl projection. And then sometimes you might be average girl, and because you don't subscribe to the male gaze. By the way, ladies, especially average girls, do not be bothered about this whole looking pretty thing. Yes, guys always say they want a pretty girl, but the men marry fours and fives, and that's a topic for another day. So, but what I'm saying is that you then project that, just because she's pretty, she thinks she's all that. So mean girl energy spreads around. So at the end of the day, yes, within our friendships, I know that I had challenges with my best friend when we were younger, because I was envious of her energy, like her personality. Like she was bubbly, she's happy. Everybody liked her. She was pretty. She's gorgeous. She had really long hair that I wanted to have. So I know it sounds silly, but at that time it was really, it wasn't trivial. I could not trivialize it. So yes, there was sometimes where I projected that energy towards my best friend. I kid you not. But and I realized that there were certain women I just didn't like. Sometimes I didn't even like my siblings' friends, because there was an insecurity. I remember when I had my daughter, I had severe eczema, and I kid you not, my esteem was at the lowest of lows. So I remember there were certain women, especially my sister's friends, who were well put together, well dressed, had something going on. So because I was envious, I would project the whole mean girl energy instead of actually admit, until I unlearned that mean girl energy, and then I just admitted to myself that maybe it's because I'm jealous. Maybe because so-and-so got the opportunity. So sometimes it's not even about them being pretty or getting all the guys or having nice clothes. Or sometimes maybe opportunities. Maybe if that certain person got the gig that I wanted, they got my dream job, they got the, you know,
they were in the spaces I really wanted, I'll just then project. So yeah, mean girl energy can be everywhere. Thank God I've unlearned it. So for me, to be honest, if I genuinely don't present positive energy towards you, you've really offended me. Especially, I'm trying now to learn to communicate that, girl, I think you've overstepped your boundaries with me. Girl, I think you're sticking your nose into things that you should not be your business. You know, drink your coffee alone in that corner. I'm slowly learning that. I'm here to use my words where I'll be like, look, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm not feeling your energy, your negativity towards me. If I did offend you, I apologize, but I'd rather have you explain to me where I offended you. If it's just generally that my good spirit is irritating your demons, I'll keep praying for you. I do pray for people. No, I do pray. But I think we need to get to a place where we, within our friendships as women, we need to unlearn and do better. And this is why we, you know, there's something our pastor or church said. Women don't even know who they are. So now, even with everything else, with the politics in the world, other people have speak about us or infiltrate into us, into female things. I don't want to try to be controversial, but you know the topics I'm discussing. The reason why it's like that, because women don't know who they are. And with us not knowing who we are, it means that we fake the sisterhood. We are not honest with each other. We are very competitive. We're really not giving each other the energy that we should, that should help us protect each other, that should help us create that community of love, of nurturing. So at the end of the day, I'm just, as I said, as I highlighted with the pain of the heartbreak, the negative aspect of female friendships, I have more negative experiences than positive, but for the positive ones, I won't lie, I've had amazing women come into my life, even for a short space of time, who've just encouraged me, who've supported me, even financially. It might not be them giving me my whole rent money or pay my child's school fees, but they've come through where I needed pads. They bought the pads for me. I needed food. They got me food. I needed a shoulder to cry on. I know the last heartbreak I had an amazing. She was a colleague, but she became my friend. She was just super. I know it wasn't the most positive. The way we were dealing with the heartbreak wasn't highly recommended. I don't think my pastor would be happy with me with how I dealt with it, but she really came through for me. She kept reminding me that I'm enough. She kept reminding me that I'm enough, and it took me a long time to believe it, and she even came through for my birthday, and things were just really, really low. So I won't lie that I've not had really good female friendships. For the good friendships that I've had, for the sisterhood, for the women who've come through in supporting me financially, supporting me in my career. I remember this one girl, we're not necessarily friends, but she was just a guardian angel. I needed a job. She just came through like, you know, those heaven sense, like guardian angels. So again, as we said, you know, female friendships are complex and nuanced, and they require a lot of effort, lots of communication and an understanding to maintain. We need to recognize the importance of these relationships in our lives, both for our mental and emotional well-being and for our personal growth. It's important to invest in cultivating those relationships. We should also give grace as each one of us runs their own race. Remember, grace. So even in the blog post, I think about female friendships, I also discussed how Mary Jane, like played by Gabrielle Union, Mary Jane, because she was ambitious, she was driven, and she had a certain standard about everything. But I think she had really poor standards when it came to men. Like, yeah. But that's a conversation for another day. But, like, she didn't give grace to her friends. I think Kara was the only person who she gave grace to, or Kara was bold enough to stand up to Mary Jane. But everyone else around Mary Jane, she didn't really have good relationships. Not even just friendships with her friends. I think she used to have this backstabbing energy. She didn't really have great grace with even colleagues and other friends. So we need to give each other grace. I'm unlearning, because I think I had that energy. I still have it. For me, it's like it's also within relationships, like with partners, where I have this thing. If he doesn't have the drive that I have, because I'm coming into this relationship, if you ask me what do I bring to the table, I'm bringing in the energy that I need to help you with your purpose. And when I say help, please understand, you cannot put more vision to no vision. So for me, it's I'm digressing from our topic, but we'll come back. My man, I believe a man, because he is the leader, as a leader, he needs to have a vision and purpose for his life. You know, a man who walks in his purpose. And I always go back to the Obamas, because I think they make sense for me in that sense. Both Michelle and Barack were lawyers. They were involved. They made their aim was to help their community, right? But Barack had great aspirations for the White House, for, you know, politics. Michelle hated politics, but she fit into his purpose. So whatever the journey they have had, you know, whether from what we've read in their books, you know, their biographies, whatever they've shared in conversations and speeches, for me, that's what I see, like, meeting the vision. So for me, if I already have my natural drive, but as if someone wants to be led, I always view that the man I should be with, you know, I'm meant to be with, he has a vision. So I'm just stepping in and we're moving with your vision. So I think for me, even with friends, like with friendships and even business, I know I've been having challenges with business, because when everyone else is not on the same level, I get frustrated, because what I'm saying is, this is the vision. I've given you the vision. This is the vision. We have this vision. Let's work towards that vision. And everyone else is not on the same level. Some people are slacking. Some people are just lazy. Others need some prayer, you know, to be released from certain energies, you know, that just bring them back, that don't like progress, you know, anti progress spirits. We just need to pray for those spirits. So for me, it's like I've had to unlearn. I actually saw a lot of myself in Mary Jane. So I just said, oh, is that how I am with people around me? That in as much as I have ambition, if they don't meet my ambition, it's either I just break relationships with them, or I don't have energy for them, so I don't accommodate them, or I let go of projects because everyone around me is failing to meet that that lane. They are not in the wood. I keep wanting them to be also in the same lane as myself, but forgetting that we all have different lanes. Because still, the tortoise is going to get to the finish line, even though the rabbit and the cheetah are faster. The idea is have grace with people and allow them to run their own race. Give them guidance, give them wisdom. Again, that substance I was saying. Share pearls of wisdom when asked. Don't give unsolicited advice. Something else I'm also trying to unlearn. But we also need to recognize when a friendship is no longer serving us and have the strength to let it go. Yes. That part is very hard for a lot of us until something ugly happens. It's okay to let go of childhood friends. It's okay to let go of work friends. It's okay to let go of... It's okay to let go when you are evolving. And again, as I said, if they're not joining the evolved version of you, it's okay. Sometimes you don't have to cut them off. Like something I'm unlearning. I know I'm using the word unlearn, but yes. Sometimes you don't have to cut them off, but you give yourself space from them, because what you want is to align yourself with people who are seeing the evolved you, or who also then push you to evolve more. You know, okay, you've been sober for a year, let's push that, let's move to celibacy. Or okay, like for me, I've started my podcast. Okay, let's move from that podcast and look at the opportunities that can come with that podcast. Okay, put yourself out more, network more. So little things like that where you are aligning yourself with people who see that, you know, who see, oh, there's more. Okay, they're not looking back. Oh, okay, so that's your journey. Oh, that's your story. Oh, very compelling. But what now? So sometimes we hold on to these friendships because of this misguided loyalty. And I've seen that with guys. Men tend to do that. It's a conversation for another day. It's a podcast episode, a whole podcast episode for another day. But yes, where people still want to keep their childhood friends, because they have this weird loyalty. But sometimes you know that you've outgrown those people. Or you do not align, because yes, as we grow older, we have different experiences. Yes, in as much as we experienced playing soccer in the field, or tamba sendrain, or we were in physics and chem class in high school, or we did the same undergrad subject, or okay, we work at the same bank, or whatever workplace, or we support the same football team, or whatever. Sometimes there are times where you change, and you need to accept that you've changed, and you can't keep remaining in the same place where people want you to be. You know, you can't continuously be people's anchor. Sometimes you need to lift and let the ship move. The ship needs to sail. I know it sounds cruel, but that's part of the unlearning. I need a bell. I kept saying I need a bell for the keywords. I didn't say I used the word buzzword, but that was the wrong word, especially as a marketer. Keyword. So yes, unlearn. So sometimes it's good to let it go. Oh, by the way, we just finished this whole episode with me not coughing. I've actually survived the cold. Guys, I was just... Ladies and gentlemen, that was a horrible experience. But thank you for bearing with me and allowing me to record a whole podcast with a terrible, terrible cold. It shows that you respect my humanity, and I respect the fact that I am trying to be a consistent human being with this podcast, because yes, we are learning and learning new things, right?
the point of life is to evolve. Evolution. The point of life is to evolve, and we take only those who are for that evolution with us on our journey. Quote that. So, in conclusion, as I conclude the conclusion, we just back to my female friends and those who aspire to be friends with me, those in my future as I speak it, that will be friends. You know, I actually want a diverse group of friends. And when I say diverse, I'm talking from a racial perspective. You know, I really want to diversify my friendship. I want it to be a cocktail. Like I want the vanilla, I want the mocha, I want the chocolate, you know, I want the cranberries. Like, I just want us to be, like, I really just want a mixed bag from race to culture. And when I say culture, that means someone might be from Eastern Europe, someone might be Middle Eastern, someone might be East African, someone West African, someone from the diaspora who's actually maybe first generation, or second generation immigrant, someone who's born like, like your Yvonne Orgies and Lanai Guriras who come back home and they go back, but they're really Americans, but they really come, they're also really Africans, you know. I want to diversify, especially my female friendships. I want to have different perspectives. I want even different types of women, like, who are my friends. I was laughing. What were we watching? I watched too much TV. But I always learn something. I think I watched TV like a literature student, as well as a cinephile. But I wanted an Angie from Harlem. I think every girlfriend should have an Angie from Harlem in their life. We also need the wise friend, you know, the sage. Needed the sage. Then you need a person who's got a very colorful relationship, like colorful dating life. The one you can live vicariously through, and they share all their, you know, adventures. I wouldn't want a Carrie Bradshaw. I think Carrie was a horrible, horrible friend, but I'd love a Miranda. Not the just like that Miranda, no, the Sex and the City Miranda. Loved her because she was honest. And Charlotte, because I'm a Charlotte. But I think if I am the Charlotte, then I don't need another Charlotte. Or maybe I do, you know. Prim and proper, you know. I think just to diversify the girl group, the energy, you know. We have our own version of Spice Girls, you know, with different personalities and energy. And I need that. I really need that in my life. I really, really want to. When we're talking about female friendships, I'm going to be intentional with my friendships. I'm going to be intentional with my interactions. And I hope you have learned something from this podcast, this episode about girlfriends. My girlfriend. Remember, I'm not a singer. And even if I sing, I'll sing in the shower. I'll sing in the crowd, church. Yeah. But as I said, let's be intentional with our relationships. Let's unlearn resentment. Let's go back to the drawing board and say, hi, friend. How are you? I love you.
but we need to grow. Not we need to talk. We talk, but we grow. We need to grow. And in this growth, do we stay together or do we let go? And it's okay. If we let go, no harm done. You can say still say what's up to me, but I think the dynamics might be different. I just might or might not invite you to my wedding. Not because I'm petty, but I think, yes, you understand the energy that I want for my wedding, the people I want around me to celebrate my baby shower, to celebrate my highs, the people I want around me when I need a prayer group, when I need strength, the people I'm going to tell that I'm really broke, I can't even pay my bills. You might not be part of them. You might not even know. You might not even be in the innards of the innards, you know. But I still love you. It's my love. Or let's go through this journey together and hopefully we'll be like the Golden Girls. I keep telling my best friend that I hope that we'll be like the Golden Girls. But we need to get our things together. Like we need to get our act together. That means we need to really pray for those breakthrough prayers that we become the women that we really want to become. And we have the life that we want. There are things we want in this life that fulfill us. But between us two, love. Got mad love. I got mad love. Love it a long time. So, yes, again, as I said, I'm grateful for the positive friendships that I've had, both long-term and short-term. I've understood that some friends were seasonal, but for those seasonal friends, they were a blessing in my life. And for the ones who are there, and you know, and I'm talking about female friends. I'm not talking about my guy friends. My guy friends, we could go forever, but for the female friendships that I've had, I'm grateful. So again, in the nuances of our friendships, female friendships, I believe that we need to give each other grace. We need to love each other, to respect each other, to change the energy around us and around each other. And also tell different narratives. You know, we can't let society keep winning and saying women can't get along. We need to change that narrative. That narrative really needs to change, and I'm here for it. I'm changing and being intentional so that narrative changes. So thank you for joining me today. Tune in next time for more thought-provoking discussions on Not Your Average WCW podcast. So until the next time, you know the saying, P.S. always write your own love story. Ciao.